Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret because you're drunk.
12:31.
No. All right. This is...
It's top secret.
It's top secret. I mean, I know it's not a big deal, but it kind of is in this case.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How is it? I don't know. I'm not sure.
We are sitting in the car.
Wasted.
The whole
I'm wasted. You know that.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
What does it feel like?
My face is numb. My head is numb.
Yeah.
My lips are numb.
Really?
It would be like, if I was to catch a fly, it would be hard.
Okay, what if, like...
Like this, like...
What if the principal of your kid's teacher showed up at the door? What would you be like?
Come on in. You want a drink? I'm drunk.
Okay, what if the police showed up?
I would ask them to strip.
Yeah, well, I know that's for sure. If you guys know this about Catherine, there was a police that dropped at our house once, and...
I mean, I thought he was there to strip.
I know.
I actually made friends with one today, and I was like...
A policeman?
Yeah.
Where?
He was at the nursery, the garden nursery. There was three of them because it was so busy they had to have traffic control.
Whoa.
So I'm this is going to be embarrassing.
You sound normal.
No, I don't.
I mean, it's going a little into the nasalness.
I know.
Just lift it back up. Lift it back up.
Maybe I should get a water.
No, no.
No.
You're drinking that.
No. Okay.
Where did
Chinese
you order
food.
From?
Chinese chow mein.
wow.
I can see the containers. Mmm, delicious.
What? They all got a lot of food. We're looking at neighbors getting DoorDash delivery.
So I can barely see.
Look, there's the cones too.
Yeah, cones. I can barely see.
No, get barely. Off it. Get off it.
No. I could get a tattoo right there and not feel it.
Shit. Oh my God.
Natalie,
should we get tattoos?
Drank almost a bottle of wine.
Did you open that bottle today?
Yes.
Well, you're finishing it. I'll be so proud of you.
Guys, it is, I don't even know what day it is. You know, it's so fun. This is fun. It's a fun day.
Yeah, it's a fun day.
It was so
fun. It actually went by pretty fast. Maybe I woke up at 10, I don't know.
Yeah, I gardened, and then you came over, and I started to get into the drink.
Into the drink. Because now we call it that, because there was...
They're like, what the fuck are you two talking about?
Oh my gosh. So all the kids are inside. They're watching the Maple Leafs game. I can't believe that hockey is still going on and it's like summer outside. It's so weird how when the seasons end and stuff like that, whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, you're talking about seasons?
I know. So anyways, the husbands are inside with all the kids. We had a dinner and now we are sitting in the car podcasting.
We thought we would get a few done because you know what? I cannot believe you're leaving. It's kind of surreal. Like, so much has happened in the past week. I have two kids going to camp, like, sleepover camp, like, gone. Like, for the first time ever, respectively, one for 3 weeks and one for 2 weeks.
Neither of them are nervous at all, and they're so excited.
I don't even know. But they don't know. How can they be nervous for what they don't know?
Well, I was super nervous the first time I went.
We're 2 months away.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's like, true. It is, we're not there yet. But yeah. I will tell you what I'm excited for.
What if she gets her period there?
I'm going to send her all of the period things. Like, period swimsuit, period. And it's an all-girls camp.
Someone else is going to have their period. Yes.
Like, so here's what...
Gosh, so many girls must get their period at camp. I actually know two people that it happened to. And I also want to tell you that I went into my daughter's room. And I was looking for hair elastic because you know you buy 7,000 hair elastics and you can't find a hair elastic. So I went into her room and she has this like organizer thing in her room. And usually there's scrunchies and hair elastics in one of them, but there was none. So she obviously doesn't have any either. But on the bottom part of the organization, it's all pads
that you have bought for every year.
Every year I buy pads. Every time we go somewhere, I buy her pads and they're all organized in there, which is so funny because if you went into her room, you'd think she has her period.
She's almost 13.
But she's so ready for it. She has it in her room, like not in the bathroom, like just ready to go. Like there's a whole bunch.
You have been ready for 2 years.
I said to her, are you sure you don't have it and you haven't told me?
Cause you don't believe it.
And the fact that she's just so cool with having a whole bunch of pads in her room and her organization thing that's open.
Well.
Like, it's not even in a closet hidden.
I'm positive she'll get it this summer.
Taylor.
Olivia.
She's no way.
Yes.
But that would be early compared to when you got it.
Well, she'll be 12.
When's your birthday?
Her birthday's August.
Did I just ask you when your birthday was?
Yeah, that's hers. I know you meant though.
Okay, but you didn't get it till next
grade
year.
Grade 7.
Right. So that would grade be seven. Next year for her.
So 13. I don't remember when I got it.
Guys, but you were in grade 7, right?
I think I was early in grade 7.
Really?
I don't know. I don't remember, but I will send her with everything. I hope she doesn't get it at camp. If she does,
whatever. Oh my God, what do they do at camp when they don't wear tampons, Catherine?
The bathing suit. There's bathing suits, period bathing suits now. Literally period bathing suits.
What did people do back then?
Not go swimming.
And everybody would know they had their period?
I mean...
Because they weren't going swimming?
I'm sure there was like a heaven year.
What if you're only at camp for a week and you get your period?
Yeah, you're screwed.
Periods are such a bitch.
I don't think a lot of people think, like, not everyone's like, oh, she has her period. You know what I mean? It's an age. Like, the 8-year-olds are like, oh my God, she's not swimming because she has her period. And the boys aren't like, she's not swimming because she has... It's only the girls in the age who have their period who are knowing she has her period.
You know what I would do? You know how you can take the birth control pill and you can continue to just take the pill?
Sure do.
So then if you just take the pill every single day, you don't get your period. Maybe I'd do that for her.
When she's 12?
Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyways, it doesn't matter because my daughter is never going to sleepover camp, so this isn't even a conversation I have to think of, even though I've just thought of all the things I would do.
So, yeah, she'll go. Olivia's going to go, and her best friend from school is going and very outgoing and very, like whatever. I think we talked about this last time. And so she's going for 3 weeks, and Max is going for 2 weeks to a camp, and I will be like, oh, my God, when they're leaving, I'll be like, is this a joke?
Do they overlap?
No.
Okay. That's kind of nice that you'll just have two and two for a while.
Yeah. They don't. So they will not see each other for 5 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
I know, which wow. I think will be fine. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I was talking to another mom whose kids usually, she has 4 kids and I feel like she's there and she has older kids than us. Her youngest is 9.
Yeah.
And she was like, so she has a comparison to what the other kids did.
Sorry, our husbands have already texted us. We have a revolt around ice cream. We want more. Before I order, did you?
No. I'm podcasting.
Go for it. God, these kids are so lucky. I can't.
We have a revolt. A revolt.
We have a revolt. Don't forget the cones. Don't forget the cones.
So, what was I talking about? Gone.
I don't know about you, but the 5.
Oh, okay.
Like
so
the kids not seeing each other.
So the mom who has 4 kids, who has older kids, okay. She's like, you know, my 12-year-old who hasn't even been left alone in 2 years because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, so she's so independent. I can't wait for her to go to camp,
right,
and get a life.
Yeah.
And I was like, our oldest are at a time when they should be so independent.
I know.
But they can't, like, we don't even know what they're not because we're not there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
So she is aware of what her 12-year-old is not because she has older 15 ones. And 16-year-olds. And right. She's like, I can't even believe that this one can't even do this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, like, we've had kids in, like, Olivia is turning 12. She'll be in COVID since she was 10. 10 to 12 is like major formative years.
Okay, so wait, I have a question for you. Did I see somebody post on Instagram that they think it's a good idea for them to redo this year?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I saw it. I saw you say fuck no. And they were like, oh, I guess you're not on board for that. But in their opinion, the kids should redo this year?
Because they have little kids, right? So the years are written off. But if you have a grade 6 who's supposed to go into grade 7 and you're telling me they're going to go back and do grade 6.
Oh my God.
Fuck no. No, I am not.
I mean, that's a crazy idea because that fucks with the whole system. Like, it fucks with everything. And well, like, what if you're in grade 12?
You redo it.
No, right.
Fuck no.
And these kids will be fine. I mean, gosh, I mean, it's just that in the school, they're all going to have to know that they've missed out on a lot of things and they're going to be a bit behind, some of them.
I just think emotionally and so Olivia has been having friends over and I've been trying to leave to give them space. Okay, I'm talking to Taylor and another friend. And I'm trying to explain, I'm trying to let her feel what it feels like to be more independent than relying on me constantly for like everything. So when we came home yesterday, the house was like a fucking disaster, okay? And I said, and I was like, oh, you wouldn't know that this is something you would have to do because I've always been home cleaning up after you.
Right.
So I was like, I want to let you know if you babysit or if you're home alone, when the parents come home, the house should be cleaner than when they left.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves.
It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Do you know what's so funny? You know those things that happen in your life that you will always remember?
Yes.
So I didn't know that when you babysit, you're supposed to, if they leave and they leave dinner dishes and everything, like out if they leave right after dinner, I didn't know it was, I had no idea what my part of my job was to clean their kitchen. Like, I didn't know that.
I mean, babysitting, I wouldn't expect that.
I agree.
I think if you're going to give the kids a snack, put the snack away.
Okay. So I didn't really...
I wouldn't leave the snack everywhere.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember because everyone I babysat was my brother, who's 7 years younger than me, his, all his friends. So the mom told my mom.
That you didn't clean up.
Yeah. Like, in a whatever way. And I was like, I'll never forget. And, like, every time I would go babysit from that moment, I always would, like, clean everything, you know what I mean? I'd freaking fluff the pillows, like, because it stuck with me that they thought that I would, you know, I realized it wasn't doing my job properly. And so, but I mean, it's like one of those things. It's like, they don't know if they don't know.
That's the problem, because I've never left. So I was like, I have to leave. And there was like shit from the basement to the top. And I was just like, oh my God, I gave you independence. I gave you a credit card and you fucking went to Hogtown. And I'm like, now I'm going to teach you that when this happens, we have to go back to here. But if I'm always in the house and I'm always doing for you, how are you ever going to learn?
Yeah, yeah. It's so true.
You know? And that was where our mom truth was basically like, y'all have to launch, like, we have to launch them or we're going to just be doing for them forever.
Yeah. And that's something that you have to consciously do because our natural instincts are we want to do lots for them because we love them. And that's how we think they're receiving our love is that we're doing all these things for them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was kind of funny because I was thinking about I had a friend who texted and said, this is the most mom truth from this week speaks to me the most. And she has an only child, and actually a multiple of my friends have one child. And I was thinking, good for her. And I would know this about her. Like, I would expect this, is that she recognizes, even only having one child, that she needs to make sure she makes that child independent. Because it would be even harder, I think, if you have one kid to do less, because you think, this is my job, is to take care of you. Yeah. For me, I have learned after having 4 kids that, like, nobody gets a lot of anything because I'm too busy, like, taking care of the situation. But I was super impressed that spoke to her on so many levels, because good for her for acknowledging this is something I need to think about. And her daughter is in freaking grade 1.
Oh, my God. I am feeling just like the And listen, campus, they're still going to be like, I also selfishly, you know why I want to do it.
Why?
Well, because when I go away, I'll be like, you've done this.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like every experience they get where they realize how capable they are.
Listen, we have done it so many times. We don't have to worry about that
anymore. Totally agree. But now they understand what they're like. I feel like when you do something like my mom is like, 3 weeks is a long time, Catherine. And I'm like, Mom, I understand it's a long time, but I'm like, at some point, even if she has uncomfortable feelings for like 2 weeks, she will learn how to deal with those uncomfortable feelings, and which is amazing because I can't be there to shoulder them for her. So like in a time when we're coming out of, like, I don't even think people realize how long we've been doing this for, like, you know, every day with them.
Yeah.
and how they've been so cocooned.
Yeah.
That this is going to be like a Band-Aid ripped off.
What's great is that I feel like they're really ready for it. Like, I also Sleepover Camp is made, everything about Sleepover Camp is made to bring joy to children.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
So it's a very safe place to do it.
It's a very safe place to do it. But I feel like with all of my kids, I thank God we know this will end, because there's a few things. I mean, I feel like Taylor's fine. Like, she's found her own like world, and she sees her friends. And and by the way, I was saying on Insta story yesterday, I was saying that I was super happy for people who have cottages, lake houses, like second homes where they go on vacation. I was saying I'm so happy for them that there's such great weather for this weekend for them.
Yes.
And someone did message and said, you know, you have a large following. And I said, I hope you see people you haven't seen in a long time. I hope you see because a lot of cottages are family cottages. I hope you see family. And she was like, and she had rightly so, she's like, the rules are very easy to understand. Like, you have a big following. Don't encourage people to go and see other people. And I was like, I totally appreciate that. But at this point, if they're going to be doing it anyways, like, they had already made their plans. It was already Friday.
Totally.
I want you to know, no matter what you're doing, I'm happy that you're doing it. Because if it's bringing you happiness and it's something different and it's another place to be, then I'm just going to be happy for you, you know?
Totally.
And I can't take it. I that's just how I feel. I mean, and actually, I'm so excited for people to start gathering together. And I'm so, and you know, I see one of mine, I think he plays too many video games. And the other one has this built up energy and he doesn't know how to connect with his siblings anymore very well, because he needs sports in his life. When he's with his friends, he's fine. But I just feel so bad. I'm like, God, get this kid out there. Get him. I'm excited for a change of scenery. I'm excited for the kids to be around other people.
I know.
You know, which at Sleepover Camp they will be. And with me, it's like being around their cousins, like different dynamics, all of that.
When we get out of this, we're like, what the fuck happened? Don't you feel like that? Like, what the fuck?
I just can't believe that, like, I think that when we get out of this and everything's great, so we're obviously still in lockdown.
June, like, 55 maybe, month of number,
maybe
whatever.
Maybe you don't know that. Oh, my gosh. We're following Kramer Girl on Instagram. She's in Miami. I have not seen a mask.
No.
She's been everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful... Okay, someone's FaceTiming me. Shall we answer?
Yeah. Let's go.
I'm super nervous. I don't know this number.
It's your brother.
Oh, my gosh. We're sitting in the car doing a podcast, and I didn't know the number.
I just said I thought you were in the pool.
Well,
no, I'm drunk.
Yeah, Kat's drank a bottle of wine, and even though it takes...
Did you get engaged?
Just drinking.
We need a pizza,
drink
some wine.
What are you guys doing?
Isn't it like midnight there?
You guys look so cute.
Yeah, it's
12:30. Yeah, it's late. What are you guys doing?
We're podcasting, and actually it's live. We're live podcasting right now.
Oh, sorry.
Wait,
sorry.
Wait,
okay,
did you call me to ask you something?
No, we called to say hi.
Some people like me.
Yeah.
They like me all the way from London, England. What?
Get back to your podcast.
Okay. FaceTime Mark.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
What are they doing?
People like me.
Why aren't they engaged?
I don't know. So that's my brother-in-law who lives in London, England. And he lives with Sarah, and they both moved to London together from New York.
I mean, he should propose to her right now. Live on the podcast.
They are the best.
Propose.
They just FaceTime me at 12:30. They drunk?
They should podcast live.
Everybody wants to talk to me when they're drunk.
They should propose. Do you want to propose on the podcast?
I don't.
That would be so fun.
Well, he's got
a live.
He should probably have a ring.
So someone should live propose on the podcast.
Oh, that's great. I bet that when he gets his ring, he'll probably hold it for like
3 years.
Yeah. So long.
Actually, I've had the ring for 5 years.
She is such a prize. She's like 12:30. There's FaceTime me. fucking shit. They sell clothes on.
They get, I know.
Who keeps their clothes on until 12:30 at night?
I don't know. Like, and not, like, not
no,
pajamas.
No, I'm in pajamas by, like, 5 p.m.
I'm in bed by 12:30.
Wait, totally.
I'm, like, asleep.
And they called me.
Like, if I have to be up till midnight, like, oh, God, if you have to have sex past 11, it's not good.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret because you're drunk.
12:31.
No. All right.
It's
top secret. And I know it's not a big deal, but it kind of is in this case.
Okay.
So last night, Kat came over for dinner. We had some bottles of Prosecco.
Lots.
Then I came over for a nighttime swim.
Yes.
And I had a drink, I think.
Yeah.
One drink. Then I went home and we watched this outrageously terrible movie. It was so bad, you thought it was almost going to turn into like a porn.
Oh.
Have you ever seen one of those movies where the acting is so bad? You're like, this is a fake. Anyways, we're watching with the kids, so thank God
it turned into a porn.
And drank wine. I guess I continued to drink wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Like, put the kids to bed. This is bad to say. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, no.
Anything.
No.
Like,
anything.
So wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Naked. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I was hot. Like, and I was just like, I'm just gonna, my house is kind of hot right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then he's like, he turns over and he's like, like, kind of like, and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And he's like, something like, that was tasty or something. That was delicious or something like that. Like, along the lines of something yummy from last night.
And you have no idea what happened.
Catherine?
Not a clue.
Zero. Zero. Thank God I did, but you, and he's going on like I don't know. I must have put on some sort of a show. Catherine, when I tell you I don't remember.
Wait.
I don't remember.
What did you do?
Yeah, he was like,
maybe and you did anal and you're not even sure about it. Maybe you were like, let's do anal. And he was like, perfect.
So of course I have to act like I know, right? It reminds me of Late Night Lives when you used to be like, I don't know if I did it last night.
See?
See, I know.
See? You were like,
this has never happened to me.
See? Now you know.
So
now you know.
He's just like, and he's like, I'm naked, right? He's like, he's like,
you're both naked.
No, he's got clothes on. And then he's just like, he's like, I want more. And
see,
I was like,
sex this morning.
No, gross. So I was like, wait. So I have to play, along. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Like, I don't have sex with you so that you want it again the next night.
Yeah.
I have sex with you to buy myself two weeks or three or whatever. But whatever I did
was
amazing. There must have been there's probably like a blowjob or something. Like, whatever it was super
so good. Super
so good. Much that he wants more. I mean, he always wants it, but this was like reminiscing about last night made him just so excited.
And you can't remember a thing. Not a piece.
One bit.
Not a bit.
And then when you kind of feel down, you're like, your badge, and you're like, does it feel like anyone was in there? Nope. Probably because they were in my
bedroom. Probably gave a blowjob.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah. Okay. Your blow, yeah, but you gave, yeah, if your vagina is not swollen, you gave a blowjob.
Honestly.
Or a special blowjob.
What's that?
Special. Maybe you licked his asshole.
Like, oh my God. Do you think I put my finger up his butthole?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Better smell your finger.
I had a shower this morning. I needed to wash whatever happened right off of me. It wasn't shower day.
But you ended up naked, so maybe it wasn't a blowjob. Maybe 69'd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's probably it.
No muscles hurt. It's not like I feel any muscle.
You probably just sat on his face and sucked his dick.
But whatever it was
amazing.
Better than
do
just
69
the usual.
Regularly.
No.
Well then,
ew.
You probably 69 last night.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to feel your tea bagging on my face.
No, because you.
Oh, I'm on. He's on top. I'm on top.
You're.
I'm
you
on top.
Sit
so his
on
balls
his...
are floating. I mean, they're down.
Yeah. You just suck his dick.
Cat.
You don't remember.
Is that bad?
Happened to me every Thursday.
Okay, perfect.
So no. Then you were like, how do you not know? I'm like, I don't remember.
I know.
You see? Now, welcome to the world of yes.
I just couldn't believe it. I wish there was a
video.
A ring in our ring video in our bedroom.
I wonder if it started on the couch. Where,
I know. And did I say, come upstairs, big boy? Like, I definitely initiated it.
Well, good for you. You're free tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I explained to him. It's not delicious and you get more.
Well, maybe you're like, let's do this again tomorrow.
Oh, you God know, damn it, no!
When you're drunk, you could have, like, said things.
I wish we did this every night. It's just that I get tired, but come at me. And then, anyways, this feels like a really private conversation. Don't tell Mark.
You don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know, but like...
No, you said nothing, but I don't know what happened, but something big happened. But that's not really... That's like saying, like, last night I did something big, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
No.
That is what happened.
You just sat on his face. 100%.
How do you think that he... I let him go down on me?
That's not a big deal. That's like a Monday night.
Is that why he said delicious? Gross. Yes. I was really sweaty early in the day. It wasn't even clean.
They don't care.
Disgusting. Disgusting. The whole thing.
Totally. You did that last night.
I definitely did. I definitely did.
You know, dogs can lick themselves too. Tongueling is every day.
Well, what does that have to do? What, do you think I invited the dog in last night?
Stop it. No. Wow, we're back on tour soon, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh my God.
This podcast is going to be a doozy.
Whoa.
Maybe we're being losers.
Yeah, we are losers. I know I'm a bit of a loser because it's no big deal. I'm sure it's happened to all of you guys in time.
Cunnilingus is like...
No, I know.
It is like... That's like grade 7.
You know, I know, but I don't like... I don't like...
The guys love it. You just do it for them.
Ew, Mark gives you cunnilingus?
No, if they like it, they like it.
You know what I mean?
For me, I'm like, whatever.
Do you let it?
No, you have to.
What? No, I'm
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
No, you just... It's just like... Or, like, it's just like... That's why if you want it short, you're like, fuck no. This is just like... This is land the plane. This is...
Kind of fucking lingus, eh? Because they think it's so hot. And I'm just like, oh, God.
Did you ever like anyone who did it? So...
No.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
I know.
But I never liked it with anyone I knew really well.
Because when they talk about the budget the next day, you're like,
yeah, you're like
your mouth was in my vagina. Like, stop talking.
It's like, get your fucking face away from
me. Yeah, no, guys, that's like, literally, that's like, that is like a date in marriage.
Well, I mean, I still don't know what I did. I can't ask, obviously.
No, you'd like that.
I have to act like I did that on purpose.
Sadly, not like.
You know, people do weird shit. Like, Kat sent me this video of this. Where did you mean? Of a man and a woman who literally are like your parents. And he sticks his hand down her butt crack.
And smells it.
Pulls it out and lets her smell it. And they literally look like your parents.
I know.
I don't understand. You know, there's a weird world out there.
I know. We live in it.
Like, behind each door.
Yeah, they're having cunnilingus 100%.
You think that her husband...
100%.
Does she like it?
Yeah, I think that girl...
Wait a second. Do they do it?
100%.
He goes down on her. 100%. That is... No way.
100%.
I don't think so. Wait, everybody does that?
I bet Kungling.
I think it seems really, really natural for you, but I'm
no,
not
no,
so...
I would guarantee it would be... Think of movies. Think it is, like, so basic. I would say that is what they do before sex. Yeah. Think about that. 100%. 100%.
I'm going to ask my girlfriends how many people do cunnilingus right now.
100. It is like, I would say it's a form of foreplay.
How many of you, should I say like?
How many?
To get from your partner.
No, how many of you have
like
cungling? No, how many of you do cunnilingus on the regular?
Okay. How many of you do munching
carpet?
Cunnilingus.
On the regular.
No idea how to spell that. Comes out with cubslings.
Yes, yeah, say munching carpet.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I want a straight answer from them.
I'm being serious.
How do you spell cunnilingus?
I don't know. Say munch carpet.
Ling.
Say eat out.
That word.
That's
okay, cunnilingus, got it. How many of you do cunnilingus
on the regular?
On the regular? Well, yeah, we know like, one person's going to say yes.
Like it's...
Here we go. How many of you do cunnilingus on the regular? And we will wait. This is a group of 8 women.
All 8. Garen?
I think you just really like cunnilingus.
No. I just know. I know the stats. What is happening?
Should I do that more often?
No, but if you get drunk, you don't know anything different. Just have sex when you're drunk. It's not a big deal.
Oh.
Okay. It's like, I mean, you don't have to do anything.
I mean, I literally...
You don't have to do anything.
Remember I admitted that I had never given a blowjob?
You could play on your phone while they do that. Like, you have not to do anything. Or you could act, you could pretend, you could vision someone
else. This would be my face.
Her face. Natalie's face looks like she's about to take a shit.
Like, so cringe. Like, get your fucking head out of where I shit.
No, you shit out of your pussy?
Very close to the poop hole.
No, that's not.
You just said pussy.
Then they're licking it wrong.
Well, no, but like, it's like if I'm down. Ugh, you like cunnilingus. This is brand new information.
No. I'm saying to me, it's not a big deal. Like, this
is just like, it's what I do. You're like,
no.
It's hugging.
It's what they like.
I know.
So to me,
I am literally picturing your husband licking your pussy right now. I'm looking at Mark's face. Babe's face is in my head.
Give him a hug.
Down there.
Give him a hug.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying, if I'm drunk, I most definitely...
And I always want to, don't they?
Oh, always.
You know,
it's naughty, you know what I mean?
You know what's kind of crazy is that I think that...
I'm not like, go down on my... Eat my pussy. Just so you know, I'm not like this.
I know you're not.
Should I text me, babe, want to eat my pussy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay, no.
Yeah, no.
It's so crazy how much they like it.
Love it.
Ugh.
You know, here's the thing. Mm. Just depends how quickly you want to land the plane.
Okay, why? It gets there faster if you do it?
What's this?
It's my new car being delivered.
It's ice cream. Wow.
Nice choice of car.
Let's see what they say.
I know. Hello?
Are they busy?
Hello? Like, guys.
I just know the answer already.
I'm serious. Give me the answer.
We're on a podcast. We're producing right now.
I'm going to mention you all by first and last name.
Yeah, let's go. We know definitely if... Wow.
Oh, shitballs.
Holy shit, it's going by fast.
Oh, my shit.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. Only 2. Well, they're for those fools.
Did you ever have, like...
I'm going to ask him.
Were you ever in the back of a...
What flavors did they get? Yeah, come on over.
Come on over. He doesn't know what flavors.
Thank you.
He's running here. He's running. He's the DoorDash, not the ice cream man.
Right.
You forgot about that.
Okay, he'll be back. Did they get more? What the fuck is going on?
No, he said, have a good night.
Have a great night. Have a great night.
Did you ever sit in the back of a taxi on the way home drunk from a club? Right? You know, have you had... I know the answer to that.
Did you ever
fantasize about, like, doing something with a taxi driver?
Never. I was probably making out with someone in the back of the seat.
No, you're by yourself in this one.
Not often? Never by myself. I was always making out with someone.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't fantasize often.
No.
That's what I would do.
No, I would make out with people.
I always picture if I was like, hey, buddy.
Wanna fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd get dropped off and that would be the end of it. But I did definitely think about it a lot. Because you're, like, you're in a car, a small quarters with a strange
man. And you think you would like that.
I just thought about what it would be like for both of us, you know?
What would it be like?
So naughty.
Oh.
What's the worst thing you did in a taxi?
Would you do cunnilingus?
Actually, I think a car is good for that.
Oh, see, you're very tricky. You're a very tricky person. You're very tricky. So strangers in a cab.
Is she carrying a dog or a purse?
Dog.
Okay.
Strangers in a car, 100% with a cab driver, but your husband in a bed, fuck no, disgusting, I want to barf.
That's a good point. I actually have had cunnilingus in the back of a taxi.
With the cab driver.
And I've got also given a blowjob in the back of a taxi.
Well, there you go, with your husband.
Nope.
Got it.
It's like when your husband, you know, do you ever think, like, when you're with your husband for a long time, he becomes family.
What?
Well, it's kind of like they're family.
What do you mean?
You grow up with your brothers and sisters. And then you move into a house.
This is weird.
Think about it.
This is weird.
You know somebody that long. They're your family.
Okay.
So, let's get into sometimes this. Sometimes I don't get horny because I feel like he's my family.
I do. My husband and I. He's like my brother.
Not my brother, but like... It's like I know you so well. It's so weird that we're gonna go do that thing. It's hot shit.
I know, I'm gonna be cake. I'm gonna open and we can talk about sex. Let's go. No, I will say that.
What are you gonna say right
that
now?
That my husband.
I just feel like I don't know you right now.
Yes? Him and I live different lives and yeah. Then he comes home.
He's like your boyfriend.
I would say
way. You're so attracted to him. Like, you want to jump his bones every night. Like,
I would
you
say, guys jump his bones every night. Maybe I married someone who wasn't exactly like my family. So, like, he very much, like, I go on vacation by myself. I do weekends by myself. Like, think how much I do.
Think about how long you've lived with him.
But
you sleep in the same bed
but only,
with your family.
But only at nighttime.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know what I'm saying?
My mind needs to go
like,
away.
He really does have his own life. He has his own friends that I'm not part of. I have mine. Like, mm-hmm. He is very much like, my husband is very, I don't know his family. Like, think about this.
He's a stranger.
In a big way.
Ooh, like a taxi driver.
His phone is on private browser.
What does that mean?
That, like, so private browser, you have no idea of their searcher's history. He could have a girlfriend.
This is good.
You know what I mean? Like, he's on, like, what, so when you...
When, why does he have a private server?
Exactly.
Exactly. What the hell?
Do you know what I mean?
Somebody eat something sticky in here?
Probably.
Like this.
Wait, do you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean private server? I want to be on private server.
So when you go on Safari, it's always private browser.
Shut up.
So you have no idea what they're looking
for. Shut up. 100%. So every time he has to put in the website because it doesn't remember what he was on for.
Yep.
Is it because it's work?
No.
Catherine, that is so juicy.
I don't give a fuck.
I fucking want that. He's just looking at porn. It's fine.
You like, here's the thing.
See, when I go on porn, I have to go and clear my history.
Like, so number one.
Because if you put in P.O., Pottery Barn is the one will come up.
But you're R.N.
But if you had been on Pornhub.
It'll be R.N.
No, if you just put P.O.
Yeah.
And you've cleared your history, Pottery Barn.
So you've checked.
I have to clear my history.
Got it. No, for me, okay, this is not to say I'm conceited or because I'm drunk. I am a 1,000% amazing catch. A little bit crazy, a little bit kookadoo, a little bit like off my rocker. Oh, not for everybody.
I feel exactly 1,000%,
like, I'm not jealous. I don't, like, you do you, I'll do me. If he's like, you know, the things he does is weird, but I don't judge it. You know, I'm just kind of like, you do you, I'll do me. I'm fun. I'll laugh at you. Like I'm not here to ride you. I'll ride you, but I'm not here to, like, grill you every day.
You understand we're exactly the same in that way. We know that they fucking score.
And how everyone's ordering in, he lives his own, in a way, we kind of have separate lives and then we have a life together. Think about that.
Yeah.
So that works for me. And my mom has always been like, you know, it's interesting.
What?
Well, because if you think I have gone...
What was your mom like?
Well, because I've gone on vacation since I was, like, pregnant by myself to a newborn, to a one-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, she's, like, to three kids on my own. And she's, like... Basically,
What?
Look at TJ.
Wait, the ice cream is still sitting outside.
There's the ice cream. At your the ice front cream's door. Here. He's in her pajamas, just so you know. And he's got yellow shit all
what
over his ass.
What is all over his ass?
They're playing in the chalk. He went to the wrong house. And she's like, you are amazing that you don't stop what you're doing because your husband can't join you and you don't think about it. You just carry on because not every woman can carry on and just not think about it and move forward. So, like, she's like, it's pretty remarkable that you don't, you're not mad at him. You don't get, like, frustrated with him.
Yeah.
You just go. And I was like, she's like, not many women could do that.
Yeah.
They would hold a grudge at how he is. And I'm just kind of like.
You probably got that from your mom.
I'm kind of like this. I don't
your mom was like that.
Guys, like, he wakes up and works all weekend. Okay? Like, he works on the house, on the things, on the, all weekend.
But he does it for you.
That's his love language.
Yeah.
But I understand that. So,
yeah.
So before I'd be like, are you fucking kidding? I'd try to get him drunk so he'd be hungover.
Oh
so he'd
God.
Be like.
I would. That's like, for a wife, that's like.
A dream.
Yes, a dream.
For me, I want him to be lazy.
Mm.
Not my dream. I'm like, let's be lazy.
He was
let's
the best yesterday.
Yes.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I still remember things.
He's moody. He gets frustrated easily because he's so hard on himself. And I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, I will say, so if he does shit, if he was to go, like, I'm not like, what are you doing? I'm like, cool. I'll be fine. You can leave. I'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
Nat would just move in with me.
100.
Like, I'm good.
Did you see my stories last night? I was like, I feel like when I go to bed sometimes, I'm like, I wish we were having a sleepover. You know what I used to do? This is one thing I used to do.
And you know why?
What?
Because we choose their love. We don't need their love. And very, very scary thing.
For a man.
For most people.
Yeah, and also for a man to know that. Like,
because marriage
very much
is dependent.
Know that.
Marriage is dependent.
Yes.
It's a dependency.
So weird.
And if you are to, like, let's just say... he was to have, like, go have sex with someone else. Let's just say.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, surf porn or like, you know, like.
But surfing porn is not the same as sleeping with someone else.
For some people,
but
it
not
is.
For you.
No, I'm just saying. It is, like, if I was to find this thing, I'd be like, oh, my God, you watch porn. I would not personalize it.
You'd be like, oh, great, you're normal.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't. It doesn't, nothing to, it has nothing to do with me. You know?
No. Anyways, back to the sleepover. So anyways, I was thinking last night, oh, isn't that weird?
What?
That the last memory of last night was my Insta story saying I want to have a sleepover with you.
And then you went and did
And then
it.
I went and did something delicious.
Yeah, you ate pussy.
I didn't eat it.
He
ate it, probably. I don't know. Should I ask him? No, I'm not saying anything.
Never.
I'm taking that
you
as
You will
like,
say something tonight, just so you know you're
No, trying. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not really not, because then I feel like Judgy McJudgerson will come
right.
out.
Right.
But when before we were hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, before
like
you had
10
a baby,
years ago?
Yeah.
12?
I had a friend and...
13 years ago.
Every time her husband would travel, I would take my baby...
And sleep over.
And go have sleepovers. We'd just play all day.
What about that? Your husband?
Left him home.
He didn't care.
No. I know now I feel like
that
he
is,
care more.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And he didn't at all. I took the baby and I went there and it was multiple times. Sometimes it was like a whole weekend.
What?
I know. It's weird.
Wait.
Right?
This is the same husband that I know now?
I know. Well, I was having a hard time then, so I think he just wanted me to do anything that would make me happy. You know what I mean? But now he's like, you're so fucking happy. Stop being so happy.
My mouth is dry.
And I would
My mouth is dry.
And I would drive the car, and I would take the car, and I'd drive the car. And I was afraid to drive back then. But I needed to get the fuck out of there. And so I would drive to her house, and the whole time I would drive, and it was, like, at Hyde Park, and I was, like, so nervous. But I'm like, I'll
and she was pregnant.
She had a baby. In this time, nobody was pregnant because we were drinking. So I don't know what it was. Maybe I had a couple babies. I don't know. But it goes to sleep at her house. I don't know where her husband was either. I don't remember where he would go. I guess he went away for work.
And you would sleep over, and your husband would just have the weekend off?
I feel like it was usually during the week, because I think her husband would go away for the week, like, during the week. Yeah. I remember I slept, and then I had my baby in my room. Yep. So anyways, I like sleepovers.
I don't.
So...
Can I sleep over?
Tonight?
No. I always say that to you on Thursday nights. I'm always like, can we have a sleepover?
I know.
Because it's so fun to wake up with your friend. Like, when we tour and we are on the bus or we're in a hotel room.
Oh, my God.
We get a sleepover every night. Like, wake up and your friend is already there. It's the best.
I know.
It's the best. I also referred to you as my best friend on one of the Insta stories, and someone was like, you really threw me for a loop there. Thought she was your wife.
Shut up.
I think she was kind of joking. Just like, always call her your wife. Don't.
Because you said the other word. And they were like, wait, you're
friend?
You're
no, you guys are wives.
It's 42 minutes. Should I pause this and then start another one?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. This is good night for now. See y'all tomorrow. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go on Instagram.
Great, now I'm getting drunk.
Perfect. We're going to go on Instagram Live and answer questions on the podcast while you guys go live. While we go live.
What do you mean?
We're going to go on your phone, Instagram Live,
yeah,
and answer questions,
yes,
on the podcast. Okay. So they're going to ask questions, yes, while we go live.
Okay, how do we look?
Bye, guys.